Unit 3. Frida Kahlo.
When Mexican artist Frida Kahlo's paintings were put on display in a gallery in London, one art critic suggested that the exhibition wall should be covered with asbestos. Another poet and essayist described her paintings as a ribbon around a bomb, a quote that went on to provide the title for a documentary about her life. Such extraordinary comments about her work seemed to suggest Kahlo had a big impact on the art world of her time. Sadly, this is not the case. Kahlo's work was not widely appreciated during her life, and she is actually a much bigger name today than she was during her lifetime. Kahlo, born in 1907 in a suburb of Mexico City, was greatly affected by two terrible events early in her life. At the age of 7, she suffered from polio. The disease twisted her foot so that it always pointed out and caused her right leg to grow to a shorter length than her left leg. As a result, Kahlo's spine and pelvis became twisted as she grew older. Then, in 1925, while riding in a school bus, she was involved in a traffic accident, breaking her pelvis and back in several places. Throughout the rest of her life, the artist underwent more than 30 operations on her spine and leg, but nothing was able to cure the severe pain in her back and leg. However, the accident had an unexpected side effect. It led Kahlo to begin painting. While lying in her bed, recovering in her parents' home, Kahlo taught herself to paint and created her first self-portrait. Despite the tragic events in her life, Kahlo had a reputation for inspiring excitement, happiness, and drama wherever she went. She often wore elaborate native jewelry and bright clothing, making her a highly visible student at school. She also typically wore her hair tied up on top of her head with bright ribbons in the style of the native people of Oaxaca, Mexico. Her preferred fashion and hairstyle are exhibited in the various self-portraits Kahlo painted. Kahlo was not only an artist, she was also a political activist and an active member of the Young Communist League, an organization founded by another famous Mexican artist, Diego Rivera, who married Kahlo in 1929. In her early works, Rivera's strong influence on Kahlo's style can be seen, but her later works from the 1940s, known today as her best work, show less influence from her husband. Kahlo's most famous works from the 1930s and 1940s did not attract much attention in the art world at that time, even in her home country of Mexico. Although her works were shown in exhibitions in New York and Paris in the 1930s, her first one-woman show in Mexico was not held until 1953. At the time, Kahlo was suffering much pain and could not even get out of bed. But she was determined not to miss the opening night of her show, so she arranged for an ambulance to take her to the gallery. In the gallery, she lay all evening in a large bed where visitors could come and congratulate her. Kahlo died in 1954 in her parents' home. The official report said that she died from a blood clot, but some people believe she might have committed suicide through an overdose of painkillers. The final words in Kahlo's diary were, "I hope the exit is joyful, and I hope never to come back." For more than a decade, Kahlo's works remained unnoticed by the world at large. But in the 1970s, her work began to develop an almost cult-like following. Kahlo postcards, T-shirts, and buttons appeared, and several famous movie stars began collecting prints of her work. Various documentary films on Kahlo and the Hollywood film Frida, 2002, starring Mexican actress Salma Hayek, have helped spread the fame of one of Mexico's most important artists even further.